My name is Kyler Mensa, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Changemaking Youth Culture. And today we have designers Catherine Eno and Lauren Ramos.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having us on the show.
Hey, Kyle.
Thanks so much for coming. Can you tell us more about your concern?
On a single night in January 2014, 600,000 people were experiencing homelessness. In the U.S., 80% of unsheltered homeless people are over the age of 25. Less than 10% of the unsheltered population is under 18.
These are statistics that need to be fixed. We strongly believe that not everyone has the opportunity for stability. If everyone was given the same resources and opportunities to succeed, our homeless rate would decrease and our success rate would increase.
We want the listeners to donate clothes, leftover food, and spare change any chance they get.
One small donation can create a lifetime of opportunities for someone in need.
Can you describe your design and communicate with your concern?
The typeface I used for my design was Helvetica Neue Ultralight. I used repetition and contrast with my three different leveled people. Because they were centered, it created white space all around to make the button clear, precise, and understandable. The different leveled people represent how not all of us are given equal opportunities. In practicing my creative confidence, I used only my designs, and I'm very proud of what I made.
The design I used for my button represents homeless people in the streets living inside a box they call home, with a tin can where they can put change in. I made the person my repetition to grab the audience's attention. I used complementary colors as my color scheme. The contrast would be the red inside my button, and I also lowered my saturation. I used several rectangles to create 3D shapes to turn them into a box, and many circles for the body and the face. And also used the line segment tool to make the tin can. I made my button very clear by creating white space around my button. In practicing my creative confidence I used in my design, and I am very proud of what I made.
And all your hard work turned out beautifully. Sally, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to CMYK, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, at AVYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.
Trash. And I was like, wow. Oh.